get you scheduled and get you in class.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Before we begin, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving day with your family. And be sure to thank God for all of your blessings, seen and unseen. There are things that God does for us that we do not see, are invisible, but we need to thank Him for what we don't see. And then we do thank Him, and we forget to thank Him for all the things that He does for us, and we focus on the big things, but we forget how important these small little things that seem non-important are so valuable. So thank Him for the great things, the almost invisible things, and the invisible things. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I want to talk just briefly about this young black man that is a representative for many black African Americans in this nation. And I'm only talking about the African Americans that are evil. You see, with every race, you have the good, you have the bad, the righteous, the unrighteous. You have in the white community, you have the evil and you have the good, the noble. In the political world in this country, basically, for the most part, the great majority of the politicians of this country are Anglo-American. And you have, for the most part, the great majority that are evil. And you have those that are noble. It's the same with the Hispanics, with the Asians, with the rich, with the poor, with the educated, the non-educated, the working class, the class that takes, that won't work. But talking about this man, and I have many, many black friends and black family, members of the family that are African American. I have pastors that I've worked with for years that are African American, and they've basically said they do not mind me saying and calling them black. We're in a society now where you have to be careful what you say. Politically correct. So I know with these friends of mine, family members that are black, they're noble people. But then you have this man who is representing a big portion of the evil part of the group of African Americans who are dedicated to racial problems, racist themselves. They did a survey, or there was a survey done. They went to the whites, the Hispanics, the Asians and the African American community. And most African, there was a percentage of African Americans who stated that they feel they are the most, what's the word? They are the ones who are the most racist. They feel that, yes, the whites are, the Hispanics, yes, racial problems, but they feel that the most racist of other races are the African American communities. Why do they say that, or people? Because they're part of it. And they said the hatred of the darker-skinned African-Americans toward the lighter-skinned African-Americans, that is a big problem within that culture. But no one talks about it because it's politically incorrect. Now, so this murderer, he was a convicted sex offender. 50 people are injured. 6 people have passed away, and possibly more who are not going to have what we would call a quality of life ever again. On his social media, he loved to post hatred. All of his accounts, fortunately, were captured, and it's out there. People can read where he was, what he's about, where he's coming from in his thinking. The article I'm reading from is out of the foreign press, Russia Today, because you're getting the truth from the foreign papers. You're not getting truth from American media. So American people are getting more truth from Asia Today, Russia Today, to some degree BBC News, and the Inquirer. They're getting more truth than they are from the mainstream media here in the United States. But they've posted the disturbing posts that he has put on his social media. He advocates riots. He advocates assaulting the police officers, assaulting white people. He has made clear his hatred toward the Jews, toward the LGBT community, and even his hatred toward Barack Obama, because Barack is probably a little lighter skinned than he is. We'll continue in just a few minutes. The truth, the present truth, and nothing but the truth.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has 2 giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com. Doctors say you should have your colon checked often.
I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
Okay. Well, this man did not represent all of the African American community. Now, you know, let's keep things in focus. We have what happened there with this murderer on the streets of a small city in Waukesha. And we see the evil that this man did. At the same time, we look at the greater evil of what Anthony Fauci and his handlers, being Anglo-American or Anglo, is doing. And William Gates of Hell. And the Rockefeller children, Bill and Hillary, and the German, Klaus Schwab, and John Kerry. And you see, they take the focus off of themselves. They have the leftist media on their side. And they take the focus of all the evil of the world to a little city. And the evil is evil. Period. God says evil is evil, regardless of the magnitude. Evil is evil. But keeping things in perspective, the Asians that were involved with creating a virus, not just this one, not just the COVID, but viruses, the Zika virus, and all the other viruses that have been created in labs, some in China, some in England, Canada, in the United States. So if you look at the big picture, then you'll see how the media is getting the attention off of the greater crimes with humanity and focusing everything on another crime. But the leftist media, the leftists of this nation, have all come to the aid of this, I don't even like to mention his name. I'll just say his last name, Wilson. All the focus is on him. He posted support for Adolf Hitler, praising the dictator's anti-Semitic views. He repeats more bizarre claims about the Jews. His support for Black Lives Matter. Yeah, we need to see what this Black Lives Matter is all about. And he admitted to being sex trafficking underage girls to where? To Nevada. All the way from there to Nevada. He had a baby with a woman who was age 15, but he says, well, I didn't know she was that young. I didn't know who the bee was. I didn't know that she was 16 at the time she gave birth. Then he sings, he's a rapper. Some of his music is singing about the kidnap and murder. So he's resisted arrest, failed to register as a sex offender, tried to strangle someone, tried to suffocate another person. He's been charged with jumping bail, disorderly conduct, and assault and battery. Last week, he was fined, or the week before the murders, he made a $1,000 bail over a domestic violence charge that involved him allegedly running over the mother. He ran over the mother of one of his children. This is not the first time he has done this. See, they don't want you to see that he had done it prior to what happened there in Waukesha. Ran over the mother of his children with his car. Now they're wondering, how was it that they've also looked at other domestic disturbances before this murder. His bail was set at a minimum, and you know, we have bail talk here on Sunday, and these bails bondsmen, they talk about how these criminals that are habitual criminals, how they are able to get out of jail on a signature. There's no justice. There's no repercussions for your criminal activities. And what did Christ say in Luke chapter 21? He said at the end of the world, before he returns, when the evil of all of mankind begins to mature internationally, and the whole world gets to see the heart of man and the evil within mankind, Christ said that there'd be signs in the heavens, the waves in the oceans would be raging, there'd be earthquakes, and he said there would be a time of perplexities, meaning a time where there are no answers, no solutions, conundrums, problems with no resolve. And what's happening in America? What's happening international? What are the answers? You could call me and ask me, what is the answer? I will say, the answer really, very simple. You may not like it, but Jesus Christ, the answer is his return. Because when he returns, he is going to shake evil out of the earth. He's going to shake all of this madness, this wickedness, this evil. When the nation, the big portion of the nation, begins to praise and worship these people that do this evil, that's worship of the wicked. And when people begin to worship the wicked and the deeds of the wicked, you know that the society is mad. There are those that are sensible, but for the most part, the society has truly gone mad. They have lost their sense of any form of direction and all senses of control. This is what has happened, what is happening. It's going to get worse. You have the people that are orchestrating presently a Holodomor, death by starvation internationally. People that are buying up, that have wealth, that are buying up all of the lands in this country and internationally. in the 70s and 80s, the Rockefellers and the Bushes, they know what's coming to this country. They buy land, agricultural land, down in the heart of Brazil. And you can't get into their areas that they own. They have their farms there, their pastures. It's self-contained. They pay cheap labor. The wealthy people, they don't buy their food at the local grocery stores where we buy our food. Everything is grown on the land that they own, and they have the people that run their operation. It's all organic. They don't use anything that's created by Monsanto. There's no GMO corn, soybean, wheat, broccoli. Everything is organic. And if they can't grow it here, they get it elsewhere. They flash freeze it, and they bring it fresh. They don't die of cancer, for the most part. They die at 90, 100 years of age. Eventually, God has a tool that he uses, and it's called death. It is a tool that God uses for his purposes of judgment. These people eventually do die. And, you know, it's odd as it may seem, but in the King David, in the Psalms, he said that when the wicked perish, when their judgment comes, God's people and the people of the world are supposed to rejoice. I mean, they have to be careful, but they are to rejoice that judgment has come to the wicked. You don't believe that's in the Bible? Well, it is. It's in the book of Psalms, in Isaiah. Antichrist, when he comes, he's going to destroy. He's like a beast that is a beast of destruction. Everything is going to be destroyed. The nations of the world are going to look like the battlefields in France in World War II. After the war was over, these fields were just full of holes, barbed wire, dead horses. They still go try to dig guns and bullets and different things that are buried in the soil. The earth is going to be like that. It's going to be waste. And it says that when he is judged by God, that the whole earth begins to sing. The whole earth begins to rejoice. Even the cedars of Lebanon, the trees, well, they don't have a consciousness, do they? Well, the Bible says they do. The cedars of Lebanon will begin to rejoice. And even it says that the cedars of Lebanon, they begin to talk to each other. And they say, has the person, the person that has come to, we're ancient trees, that has come to harvest us, he's dead. And they rejoice. Yes, there's going to be a time when the whole world will rejoice. When we see judgment, proper judgment, righteous judgment, yes, the people get hope. Without if there's no righteous judgment, the people lose hope. But with righteous judgment, the people are encouraged. The people have hope. Because they know that there's justice. Without justice, the people lose heart. So, yes, while you're looking at what happens with this guy, this Wilson, is that his last name? Yeah, it's his last name. Judgment will come to him. And you're going to rejoice. But really, the greater rejoicing is when these men that create these viruses in these labs that are bringing the hardships to the world, when they're punished. you will really rejoice. And that time is coming. They are talking about 2030. Well, we're going to talk about 2030 right after the break. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. I told you
so. We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're currently listening to The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. Tune in and enjoy the show. That's all.
Hi, this is Brett King, a glass doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
Oh, God, can you make it?
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
I like that song. I like the lyrics. Everybody wants to rule the world, but no one gets to rule forever. The rule of the wicked is shortly going to come to pass. Now, you know, we have Agenda 2030. It was Agenda 2021. Well, Agenda 2021, we're in the year 2021. They've accomplished quite a bit. There's Agenda 2025, Agenda 2030. Now, they don't realize, the wicked, that they are prophesying the end of their rule, the end of their reign. The agenda that they have only extends to 2030. I don't believe there's going to be an Agenda 2035 or 40. 45. The Chinese have Agenda 2049, they're not going to realize that agenda, because I believe that one of the indicators of the return of Christ is when the world goes mad and they call evil good and good evil. So these people are calling what Wilson did good. It's good. When man says that evil is good and good is evil, and light is dark and dark is light, then the end is almost upon us. And another thing Christ said, that he will let there's a prophecy like Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler, there was a guy, a young German preacher, what was his name? Erich Bonhoeffer. There was an attempt. He was going to attempt to assassinate Adolf Hitler. He was assassinated, or he was punished. He was put to death. Adolf Hitler, and I don't have time to get into it today, is in the Bible. And he was supposed to do what he did, because the nation of Israel was to once again exist. If it had not been for Adolf Hitler and the Zionists that were funding Hitler, and there's true Zionism and there is the false Zionism. So many equate Zionism with something evil. No, there is a very holy, godly, biblical aspect to what we call the term Zionism. But then you have the other Zionists from the dark side that are going to use Jerusalem as the center of the New World Order in the time to come. There's that side of Zionism, which is not holy Zionism. But anyhow, Adolf Hitler was used by God to punish the Jewish people who would not return to Israel, but those that did return, beginning like in the late 1800s, they became the men who would fight the wars for Israel's independence. And they received their independence in May 15th, 1948. Now, these people, Tony Fauci, he is just carrying out a plan prophesied in the Bible with Bill Gates of hell, Klaus Schwab of hell, or Klaus Schwab, Klaus Barbie Schwab, as I call him. And see, Klaus Schwab, without Klaus Schwab, there will not be the global reset. So he's in the Bible. He's the one that God has put in position from the time that he was young, back in 1971, to begin the World Economic Forum. There has to be a global reset. God put him in to start the World Economic Forum, gave him the ability with the power that he had. He and his wife are very wealthy, very wealthy. And he's the one that's going to bring in the global reset. Anthony Fauci and the others that work with him and the foundations, there will be, according to Revelation chapter 6, these viruses and diseases in the world at the end of the world, in the time prior to Christ's return. They are the ones that create. This is a judgment of evil man upon his brother, his fellow man. These are the people that have been given the right, and God used the Apostle John in the book of Revelation to reveal to the world what these wicked, evil people will do. They will create wars, which will kill millions. They will also be given the right to cause famines, or a Holodomor, death by starvation. genocide through vaccinations, vaccines, diseases, plagues. And starvation. They're in the Bible. They have to be here. They have to exist. We can't change it. But in the process of their evil, millions and millions and millions and millions of people are going to realize that they need a Savior. They need someone to help them in time and also to help them for the coming eternity. Because at this time, many people, there's going to be a big harvest. It's also in Revelation chapter, it's also in the book of Revelation, a big harvest. God is going to take millions and millions and billions of people into his eternity with him. And there are going to be millions and millions and millions of evil people, the soldiers, the armies of Antichrist, the armies of China, the Muslim armies of the world, are going to go to Armageddon. And there Christ is going to step on them, crush them into oblivion, and the wars will be over. The judgments will be end. There'll be no more evil in the earth. Then the goats, the people who do evil that are not at Armageddon, God is going to send angels out to get those evil people. They can't hide. They're going to be in their underground cities, their underground palaces. They're going to hide. And Christ, as he goes to grab them, to bring them up, to judge them, they're going to begin to cry. And they're going to begin to scream. And here's what they say according to the Bible. They tell the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, fall on us. Hide us from the face of Jesus Christ who's coming to judge us. So there's hope. I want to give you hope here at Thanksgiving. We'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
I realize that to some degree what I'm presenting might be kind of a little heavy for Thanksgiving, but people want justice. just like with what happened in the court system with this Rittenhouse boy. There was justice, which people did not believe it was going to happen. But there was. And did you see the rejoicing that took place? Kyle Rittenhouse is giving a fair verdict. But remember, the wicked worship the wicked. And the wicked are going to now come to try to bring lawsuits against this young boy and his family so they lose everything they have. This is the way the wicked operate. After they have been punished, it's not the end. As long as they have breath, they're vindictive. That's one of the nature of the devil, is he is vindictive. And the nature of the children of the devil, the wicked, the people that do not have a conscience, they are vindictive, just like their father, the devil. The world is beginning to see the depths of evil in the heart of man, in the heart of a society. There was a book written at the end of the last century, The Demonization of America. And people, when they started reading, I read that book, I looked at that book, and I thought, well, this is absolutely possible because nations have been demonized. Oh, you don't believe that? I know there are some that are kind of thinking, whoa, that's too far out there. No. The demonization of Nazi Germany, the demonization of China, the demonization of Argentina in the late 70s and early 80s, demonization of Russia, the demonization of all these nations. What happened in Cambodia in the killing fields? You don't think an evil spirit can take over a nation? Well, it can. And it does. And the book, America. Don't think America cannot be demonized when the society is open to evil. Whenever a person opens their heart, be careful, because whatever they're open to is going to come in and take hold, is going to come in and take over. It's a spiritual principle. I caution the Christian people, be careful, don't open doors, because when you open a door, you don't know what's going to come in. Pray and ask God to show you the directions and the decisions you make so that you don't put yourself in danger. And what did the Lord's Prayer say? Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. This is a time of thanksgiving. And I want to present that there's going to be more evil coming. But there's going to be also punishment of the evildoers, even though it may not come through the courts of man, it will come through the hand of God. You know, I think about Mao Zedong. Mao was alive back in like 1976. He went ahead, did the cultural revolution in China, aided by the United States government, by the English, by some of the European nations, by the Vatican. And you know, Mao pretty much was successful. He brought about a new society. Well, then nobody knows what happened to Mao Zedong. They don't know when he died, how he died, nothing. I'm trying to think. I think it was in 1976. There was a great earthquake in China. And it wasn't until the 90s where I think finally the Chinese government admitted that Mao Zedong was buried under tons and tons and tons of concrete. His judgment came, but then they do what they do, and they say he died of natural causes, you know, at a peaceful old age. He died in his bed at peace one night. He just didn't wake up. Well, we know what they do, and what they do is they lie. So we see what's happening in the focus of this murderer there in Wickasha, and we see the greater evil with our government, what happened in Canada with all the young children that went missing in the 1800s and 1900s, their Holodomor, the disappearing of families and children. We know what happened in Canada. We know what happened in Russia. We know how the Pilgrim Society planned the overthrow of the Tsar and how they brought in Vladimir Lenin, put him in power. We know what happened in Vietnam. We weren't there for anything but oil. It's hard for the friends that are Vietnam vets to grasp the thought that we weren't there for righteous purposes. So anyhow, this evil 2030, Agenda 2030, I personally, from studying the Bible and Bible prophecy and looking at the conditions of the earth presently, I say that the Agenda 2030 is going to be, they're prophesying, these wicked people that are bringing in these agendas to depopulate, to cull the poor people out of the world, to bring misery, harm, to take over the lands of the people that own property, to take the wealth of hardworking people, not just in America, but in all the countries of the world, who are like Jezebel and Ahab, who take property that does not belong to them, and they murder the people that won't allow them to buy the property or own the property. These people are prophesying about their demise. There's their Agenda 2030, and there is God's Agenda 2030. Is Armageddon that close? We're going to talk about it later in other programs also. The Present Truth.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Thehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3, The Present Truth, with Rick Rodriguez. And we'll be here next Monday. We won't be here tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving. On Sundays from 9 to noon, my new hours for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Church is from 9 to noon. We'll be here this Sunday. And the podcasts for all programs, all the hosts, are on 1360khnc.com. And to the podcast section, it opens up to all of the programs. Programs are streamed live always. And for those that have been helping support this hour, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I better, just in case, give out the P.O. box for those that don't have it. And to support the Present Truth, KHNC P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, 80534. Thank you for helping keep me here. Everybody's happy. There is peace in our universe. We want that. Now, I have talked about in the past the false prophet. He's the prophet to the Antichrist. Well, there's not just a false prophet. There are many false prophets in the coming cult world, in the coming occult world. Many high priests, high satanic priests, prophets in that world. And many of them are openly stating that their objective is Agenda 2030. And what they're saying is by 2030, they are going to have all of their designs implemented to rule the world. At the end of the last century, the satanic community made a comment. They stated that this century that we are in presently would be a satanic century. And they have moved and are trying to position themselves to make this century a satanic century. This is their own words. Well, by 2030, they are prophesying, they are speaking, they are saying, they are putting out in the media. All these people, Kerry, John Kerry, the globalists, all of them, they're involved in the dark world, the underworld, and they are saying that they are going to own everything, complete their plans by 2030. That's what they're prophesying. Well, guess what? Their agenda, they may just be talking about an agenda that they believe is their agenda, but it may be that Christ has deceived them and they are speaking what he is saying. Could it be that by 2030, by the end of 2030, by the first day of 2031, that everything will be done, Armageddon, all these things that are prophesied in the book of Revelation and throughout the Bible, we're going to see. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless this audience. God bless your day today. God bless your day on Thanksgiving Day. We'll see you Monday or Sunday. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com.
My name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our preferred metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort